Stay cool. Call John's Heating and AC Services 712-829-2280 or visit johnsheatingacservice.com.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and we are at 57 degrees at our studios here on the east side of Red Oak. Have with me Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics, Amy Ryberg, with me this morning, clinical analyst and registered nurse. How are you, Amy?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
How was your weekend?
It's pretty good.
Well, tell me about how was the weather?
We got rain. We're east of Essex. We got some rain, but no damaging wind or anything. But
you came out pretty well then.
We did.
Good deal. Yep. Everyone's doing well.
Yeah.
All right. Most exciting thing you're doing today is what, Amy?
Well, I'm here talking to you about the Nurses Honor Guard.
Okay, gold star for you today. That is, yes, I love it. So what does a clinical analyst do?
So I'm a registered nurse. I've been at the hospital. This is my 23rd year there.
No way.
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So I kind of help in the IT department, help other nurses use our electronic health record, help providers get things set up, kind of help with issues that come up. I don't know all the computer ins and outs, but I'm kind of the, why do we have to be able to do this as nurses, charting wise and things like that.
Gotcha. Very good. So you have something new.
Yes.
Before we do that, why did you choose nursing? What was it that led you to nursing?
You know, I just always wanted to be a nurse, and I kind of had my plan set out when I was still in college or in high school where I was going to go to college, and it's just all I ever wanted to do.
Okay.
I love the field. Like I said, I've been here at Red Oak. This is my 23rd year.
Yeah.
And I've got to work OB. I've seen the whole continuum of life. I've seen babies be born. I've helped people in the oncology clinic. I've helped people, in their last days. And it's just very rewarding.
You've seen it all. Yeah. I've said people in our healthcare, especially nurses, it's a calling to do that, in my opinion. So it takes teachers and nurses are in a special category in my book. Because you're dealing with people.
Yep.
Sometimes in a very bad situation, it takes a special person to do that. So, okay, you have a new, is it a program or what? What are we talking about
it's
here?
It's a group.
Okay. You call it the Nurses Honor Guard.
Yep, it's the MCMH Nurses Honor Guard. So basically what it is, it's a group of nurses. Some of us are still active nurses. Some are retired. And we attend funerals for past nurses.
Okay.
And there's a little service involved. We do some readings. We talk about Florence Nightingale. There's a little poem we read. We recite the Nightingale Pledge, and all nurses that are in attendance are invited to recite that together.
Okay.
We also, similar to like a EMT or law enforcement last call of duty, we call them to duty and release them of that duty.
Oh, wow.
So
how did you learn of this, or how did it come about?
So years ago, I saw posts on Facebook of different groups doing this. I looked into it. The closest one was at Jenny Ed, Council Bluffs, I believe has one.
Okay.
But it's something that started, there's a lady, Julia Murray, and she actually started it in 2011, I believe.
Okay.
So she started in Michigan, the National Nurse Honor Guard Coalition, and it's kind of just spread from there. Each state has their own state coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we had Sarah Beth Jones from Cass Health, she kind of spearheaded their group there in Atlantic.
Okay.
She came and talked to us, explained how their group came to be and what they do. And there were several of us in attendance and interested in it. And so I thought I'd take that on. And
so it's a group, right?
Mm-hmm.
I keep wanting to say chapter, but that's probably not correct. It's a group?
Yeah.
And do you have nurses that are involved in this now, or how many people are in the group?
So
tell me about it.
There's 10 of us so far. Like I said, some of us are actively working. Some are retired. And our plan is to have, you know, however many can attend funerals, you know, when they do come up.
Okay.
So...
All right. So is there training involved in this, or are you just like you talked to Sarah Beth and she told you what you're doing and off you go?
Right. They shared their stuff that they use, their prayers, their poems, kind of how they do their order of service.
Uh-huh.
And actually just last week, they invited us up to Atlantic to do kind of a practice run through.
Okay.
To kind of see it in action. And I think it's one of those things that we kind of tailor to what the family wants, how it fits in the service. And so once we get that first one done.
Will you work with like funeral homes and that sort of stuff? Or who do you reach out to let know that this is available?
Yes.
In the community?
Yep. Our next step is to go out to the funeral homes and speak to those directors. We're in the process of getting our pamphlets printed out. So once we have those, we'll be able to take those with us. They'll have them on hand to pass out and explain to families. And then we'll also be sending letters out to nursing homes, hospice centers, the local churches and clergy, so that when they speak to families, they can offer this service and let us know how we can help.
So how would one go about, and by the way, we are visiting with Amy Ryberg this morning. Amy is the clinical analyst and a registered nurse. And are you the leader of the group, Amy, or are you just a member of the group for?
I kind of took on forming it. So
gotcha.
I've done a lot of the planning along with our other ones.
By default, you're kind of right there with that. So you bet. So the Nurses Honor Guard, very similar, it sounds to me, like the military when we talk about the Court of Honor and the Honor Guard and that sort of thing.
Very similar. It is like that. It's a way to honor.
You bet. Very cool. So how would one request a tribute if a family member or maybe someone that's in their plans, maybe, I don't know, for their end-of-life planning. So how would one do that?
Right. Yes, you can definitely call us. Actually, the number listed is our nursing administrator assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So that number is 712-623-7284. And then we also have an email that they could send to, and that would be mcmh_nhg@mcmh.org.
Okay. All right. You know, I've always found that if I'm looking for something, I call and I just start asking.
Yes.
This is what I'm looking for.
Yep.
And I always get to the right place eventually. And I get to talk to a few people at Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinic.
There you go.
So that's a great thing. What's a living tribute?
So a living tribute is something that we will offer if there's a nurse, a past nurse who is maybe on hospice or, you know, towards the end of their life.
Mm-hmm.
We can come to them and do a service to be able to honor them, for them to be able to receive that, and then again release them of their duty.
Okay. Now, do I need to be or must I be a nurse, or who all do you honor with this?
Yes. So it is a program that is for nurses. There are different levels of nurses.
Yep.
So there are doctors of nursing practice. A lot of times those are referred to as DNPs.
Mm-hmm.
We also advanced practice nurses, or those nurse practitioners, registered nurses, and licensed practical nurses right now.
All right. So where are we at? So you're taking that next step now. I mean, you're ready to go, aren't you?
Yeah, we have everything. We have there is a dress code for this.
Oh.
And so we've purchased our capes.
Yes.
And our white scrubs.
Oh, I see a photo. Look
at
that.
And we even have the nursing hats, which several nurses received when they finished their schooling.
Yeah.
Just to go back to that traditional.
I like it.
Uniform.
You bet.
We're ready to go. Like I said, we're getting those pamphlets made.
Tell me about the process. So you saw this. You thought that would be a good thing for us to do. Then who do you approach about, like at MCMH, to say, this is something we want to do? How did the adoption of that for, like, the hospital, they just say, this is a great idea? Or how did that work?
Yeah, and, you know, I really don't know who it was that brought Sarah Beth here
to
talk to us. I appreciate that person, whoever it was. Once they came, we did have some administrators at that meeting, and so that helped our process.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much, you know, if you want to go with it, definitely do that. You know, we discussed the naming of it, and I think since we're based out of MCMH, we came up with our MCMH Nurses Honor Guard name. And we did present to the auxiliary last year, and they did give us a generous donation to get started. We purchased our capes because right now we don't have any dues that we have to pay as members.
Okay.
And so that's helpful too, kind of more encouraging to be a part of this.
Very cool.
You know.
So is there a larger, you said there are what, 250 groups?
Yes.
And growing?
Yes.
Is there some sort of larger organization that you'll eventually be a member of, or do you know that at this point?
Actually, they just had, a couple weeks ago, they had a mini conference.
Yeah.
There was a gathering at the state capitol where the governor signed a proclamation Declaring May 12th as Iowa Nurse Honor Guard Day.
Oh.
And May 12th is actually Florence Nightingale's birthday. It's the end of Nurses Week, and so it was very fitting. And after that conference, I did get a message about a national accreditation that we could do that they've been working on. And so that, like I said, it's something that just came out last week that I saw. So that would be something that we could be a member of. That way you're kind of on the map as far as nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
I do belong to a group on one of the social media sites. It's the Iowa State Nurses Honor Guard group.
Okay.
And so often there's a message that goes out that, hey, there's a need here. Who can help with this? Because not all counties and towns have this service.
So will you, interesting point. So the, and you'll honor nurses at every level.
Yes.
Will you go other places? Like for example, if there was not a group, you would travel through Southwest Iowa. Do you have a radius? How far will you travel to honor nurses?
Right. So right now, according to the map that the coordinator keeps updated,
mm-hmm.
Southwest Iowa is represented in Pottawatomie, Cass, Union counties, and now Montgomery County.
Okay.
So we're kind of special where we're at. You know, we are willing to travel as far as, you know, our members can. So we could include Mills, Fremont, Page counties, since those are kind of surrounding counties
mm-hmm.
that don't have that service available.
So again, the individuals, the family or someone with that individual would reach out,
yes.
request your services,
yep.
and you would organize it, and off you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. I like it. So you have about 10 members?
We have 10 members right now.
Yeah.
But we're always looking for more. They can call or email us and let us know if they're interested. I can give them more information.
How frequently do you meet?
Right now, it's just kind of as needed basis when we're kind of doing some of the decision making.
Yeah.
And I think once we have our first service under our belt, we'll kind mm-hmm. of reconvene.
Okay.
See how it went.
Very
kind
cool.
of go from there.
All right. So new organization getting underway. So if someone would be interested in that.
Yes.
Or a loved one or family
yes,
member,
definitely.
They could reach out.
Yep.
Very cool. Amy Ryberg with me. Amy, again, a clinical analyst and registered nurse at Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and a member of MCMH Nurses Honor Guard.
Right.
Okay. What else do we need to cover, Amy? That's pretty cool.
I think that's about it.
And this is totally new, right? I mean, for us, it's totally
yes.
new.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think it's very new to kind of this area. Like I said, Jenny had one several years ago. I think maybe the bigger hospitals, Des Moines,
yeah.
things like that, had it a while ago. But these smaller, and I'm seeing on the social media, it's just popping up a lot of places.
Very cool. Anything else we need to touch on, Amy?
I don't think so.
When you leave here, will you go straight to the hospital? What
I
will
am.
You do?
Yep, I'm going to write to work.
You're straight to work?
Yep.
You're not going to drive around a little bit?
No.
Check out, get a cup of coffee?
No, I got stuff to do.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm holding up the show, Amy. So, all right, very good. Tell me what's Dylan up to?
So, Dylan just is finishing up tennis. They have sub-state, I think, on Wednesday against Shenandoah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, and then he is getting ready for football. He'll be training for basketball. And
he'll have a busy summer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dylan just wrapping up his junior year.
Yes.
Busy summer, hit the weight room.
Yeah, weight room, all the open gyms. He helps on the farm, possibly getting a job. He's in 4-H, FFA. So
good
he stays
for him.
Busy.
Ready for football in the fall.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it already, Amy.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
All right.
How tall is Dylan now?
I think he's 6'4", last count, but we'll see what he is when he has his physical.
Yeah. He's a tall kid. look up. All right. Very good. Nice to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amy Ryberg with me this morning from Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for an update on what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country, brought to you at